podcast here, Cyclone Fanatic, the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network, and of course, everybody on Facebook Live. All right, of course, we got to get to our awesome sponsor first. That's my friends at the McFarland Clinic. I actually saw Dr. Warmy and the boys down there. I'm sure that I hope that they got out of the scrum. I'll show you guys a little bit if you're on the Facebook audience that there's still fans out on the field. It started to kind of calm down out there, but everybody kind of going crazy after, you know. Thank you to the McFarland Clinic, our sponsor, the Instant Reaction Podcast. Want to get that in. What a dominating performance tonight by Iowa State. They win 30-14. The thing was, I mean, it really, if you look at the stats that matter in football, it wasn't that close. First downs, Iowa State had 25-9 with West Virginia. I'm not just going to read through the box score here, fellas, but the you know, the one that really stands out to me is yards per play. If you go to Las Vegas, if you talk to really good, smart football people, there's points and there's turnovers, clearly are the most important stats in football. Then it's yards per play. And this shows the domination of Iowa State tonight. The defense specifically. Okay, West Virginia coming into tonight, the ninth best team in the country in yards per play. It's 7, okay? They're averaging 7 yards per play. Iowa State holds them to 3.6. That's half the output that they're used to. Iowa State was at 6.9. So you're getting twice as many yards per play as your opposition. That tells you that you absolutely dominate up front at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football, and that's where it starts tonight. Brock Purdy will get accolades, and he was really good. David Montgomery had a career high of rushing yards. It started up front, where Iowa State absolutely smothered West Virginia on both sides of the football tonight. West Virginia was 1 of 10 on third downs. Iowa State's time of possession, 37 minutes to 22 from West Virginia. All signs that this was a domination of really epic proportions against the sixth-ranked team in the country. It's going to go down, I'm telling you. This was a historic defensive performance tonight from Iowa State. John Haycock ran in circles around Dana Holgorsen. Dana Holgorsen should be embarrassed from the output. I've seen a couple people have said this to me. Iowa State made West Virginia look like Kansas on offense tonight, which is incredible. To hold a guy like Will Grier to 100 yards of passing, it's incredible, especially when you factor in that Ray Lima didn't play. I thought Iowa State would win this game all week long. And then I was told before the game that Ray Lima was out, and I went up to my good friend Ben Browns on the sidelines, and I said, dude, like, this is huge. Like, he's the one guy Iowa State cannot lose. And what it showed me was that this is how far the program has come depth-wise. They would not have been able to sustain losing Ray Lima last year. I wouldn't have. But Jamal Johnson goes in there, and you move any over a little bit. Didn't miss a beat. That clearly raises a guy you want back for later in the year, and they'll get him back. It's good to have a bye week next week. I wouldn't want Texas Tech coming to town next week without Ray Lima. But, you know, it was just an incredible thing for me to see how far the program has come. I didn't think that they could win without Ray Lima against West Virginia, and the boys went out there and just totally proved a lot of people wrong. It was just an incredible performance. What about Brock Purdy? The one thing that won't show up in the box score from Purdy tonight, he threw a pick. I mean, it was a pretty – I mean, he didn't make a very good read early in that football game. And for the true freshman to bounce back the way that he did, he didn't get rattled, nothing like that. It was incredible. Again, Montgomery, 189 yards. Hakeem Butler tonight will not get as much credit as he deserves. He had 6 catches for 170 yards and a touchdown. He had 8 targets. I think the 2 targets that he did not get completions on were pass interference. I think they turned into pass interferences, which is, you know, that's the one thing you kind of saw tonight with Iowa State's offense. A couple weeks ago, we were asking, what's their identity? I'll tell you what their identity is now. It's the RPO, which didn't exist before Brock Purdy because nobody respected the run. It's the RPO, which is incredible. It's David Montgomery. He's your best player. And when all else fails, throw it in the air to number 18. And God bless Brock Purdy. He's not afraid to do that. And that kid will stay in the pocket knowing that he's going to take a hit. We saw that time and time again tonight. I don't know, can we crown him yet? We're not going to crown him yet. But he's put together two really impressive performances. He ran for 39 yards tonight. What can you say, guys? Just a dominating performance. If it weren't for that weird minute and a half late in the first half, Iowa State could have won this game by 30. It really wasn't there was absolutely nothing fluky about this whatsoever. Great game. I got to go get on Cyclone Reaction with Jack Woodford. Thanks for watching on the Cyclone Fanatic Facebook page. Thanks to our sponsor, the McFarland Clinic. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks.